Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. My name is Rob, and his name is Sook.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
Dude. Mike Lynch is here. Coming up tonight in the club... we will discuss the World Excel Championships.
I saw this.
Did you see some of the clips?
Yeah, it was fascinating.
It was great.
It was on, what, ESPN2?
Yeah.
I'd watch this.
All about it.
I'm all for
it. Was that part of the Ocho day, or was it completely separate? Because that happened a couple days ago, I think.
Then that's probably part of that.
The Ocho day? What does that mean?
Well, they do it every so... they might do it once a year.
Every year, yep.
Yeah, where they do the... it was the Dodgeball, right? The movie Dodgeball, the Vince Vaughn movie, where they made fun of it, saying it was on ESPN 8, the Ocho. And it was like bringing you the most obscure world of sports. And so one day a year on ESPN 2, they do that, where they go and, you know, all these weird sports that you see popping up, like the XL Championship... and they put them on there. And I wish that they would do that like more often. I think that that is way more interesting than half the crap they have on different sports channels. I saw one the other day where it was one-handed boxing. It was like an arm wrestling table, right? And so like you were strapped in and then your one hand was tied to the other guy's hand and then you had like a boxing glove on. And then they just beat the hell out of each other from across the table. Sign me up. Well, not to do it, but I'll watch it.
So that's coming up in the club. I think we have some hot audio of Excel, the Excel Championships.
Have you ever had to use Microsoft Excel?
Yes.
Anyone that does that and does it efficiently, you, sir, are a computer god, in my opinion. I hated that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Excel's hard.
Like you think you're doing it right, and then you realize you made one tiny error, you're hitting the wrong hotkey, and you're like, well, there's 4 hours of work done.
And it would be a super cool thing to know really well.
Yeah.
But I would never use it.
Well,
I don't need it.
I'm not big into spreadsheets, but you know, if you were in, you know,
well,
if you're in charge of finances,
if you knew Excel super well, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But it would be a waste for me.
But if you knew it super well, you'd maybe go have a different job.
Right. Would I be an accountant?
Well, I'm assuming you have to go to get a degree for that, but you certainly would have a different skill set than just, you know, being
a talking
monkey. What
would I do? If I knew Excel so well, what job would I have?
Well, maybe a bookkeeper. I mean, isn't that the whole point? Is you're keeping track of people's monies.
Isn't that basically an accountant?
No, there's a difference between a bookkeeper and an accountant. Mm.
But I think you could probably do accounting quite well as well.
Yeah, it's like
if you were good
kind
at
of
Excel.
The same. All right. Well, anyway, we got that. It's gonna be hot, you guys.
Someone said you could be a secretary.
All right.
I believe the correct term now is. Office assistant.
Yeah, can we get it? What is the matter with you people?
Big jerk. Wait, are we allowed to?
We're woke.
Can you say secretary now? Is there such a thing? Or have we completely?
That's an old term. That's like stewardess.
Yeah, we're done with now. Now it's a flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Yes,
that's right.
Still feel like the male flight attendant, maybe the least respected male job you could have out there. That's a shame.
I respect him.
I think in general.
What do you mean?
For a job that a man can do that a lot of people are going to immediately look down upon, I feel like flight attendant is near the top of that list. Like nurse was like that for a long time, and I think we've got away from that. The male, there's nothing wrong with the male nurse. It was just a couple of, well, not a couple, but that was the whole, like, meet the Fockers, was they were making fun of him for, you know, nice play, nurse. And now there's, you know, no one blinks an eye at a male nurse. But I do, and maybe secretary is one of those. I think that if a man's a secretary or office assistant, I think people look down at that. And I do think that flight attendants still get some crap for men doing it. And that's a shame.
What's a controller? Could I be a controller? Would I be a really good controller?
I have no idea.
Be a controller?
I have a, like, Army Hammer controller? Or like, what kind
you
of...
You know, like a controller. Like, you know?
You don't even know what that means.
Well, it's like a bookkeeper, but I don't know what the difference is.
But you're in control?
You never heard that term?
No.
Controller?
No.
Yeah,
I've heard an air traffic controller.
No, like the book...
No.
Yeah.
It's comptroller.
Oh, comptroller.
That I've heard of. I was like,
what do they do?
I was like,
well, when you started saying that, I was like, does he mean comptroller?
What do they do?
This Wikipedia says they're a management level position responsible for supervising the quality of accounting and financial reports.
Oh, well, I don't need to know Excel. That's what I hire people under me for.
Unless you're like a junior comptroller.
You're suckling at the teat, learning how to be the ultimate comptroller.
Comptroller, huh?
Comp.
Do I get a lot of comps in Vegas?
Might be. Maybe you can go down there and count cards.
All right. Stupid segment.
We've been derailed by.
Want to get to the
Excel.
Hot 5 to 5 or?
I'd like to. Would you like to?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I mean, it's 5
hot 11. Topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Please forgive me.
By the way, a CPA is in and says, don't ever compare us to bookkeepers. It's demeaning.
Number 5.
Wait, an accountant?
The CPA
says...
is pissed that you compared him to a bookkeeper.
What's the difference?
Ask him, but apparently it's very demeaning. And
no, I want you to tell me what the difference is.
That guy, the guy that just texted
you, don't
in,
even know what the difference is.
The CPA is upset.
What does that mean? Why?
Ask him.
He's a bookkeeper.
CPA.
That's what he
Would
is.
Would you get to number 5? That guy's gonna come down here and stab you in the neck.
What is number 5?
I don't know.
Wake Forest had a little something cooking last year. They finished 15th in the AP
preseason. Top 25, yeah.
Preseason ranked 19th in the coaches this year, but. Big blow, Heisman candidate quarterback Sam Hartman will miss an extended period with a medical condition unrelated to football.
Yeah, I guess after one of the workouts, it just says that he sought medical attention, wasn't feeling well, and they found something, and not saying what it is, but he is out for, I mean, extended period of time doesn't sound good.
Coach says he could be back this season, though.
Yeah.
Who's the coach at Wake Forest? Quick, go.
We've talked about this.
Yep, who is it?
And we've named him, and I can never
His name
before.
Is? Dave Clawson.
Dave Clawson.
I think. Day baseball out at the Pink today, where you had another classic between the Mariners and Yankees.
This is a good series.
Really good series. Mariners won 4-3. Go ahead, home run in the 7th inning by Carlos Santana.
Former Royal great.
Yep. So the Mariners take 2-3. First series win over the Yankees since 2011, according to Soch.
That is the first home series win.
Ah.
And it has since been updated to 2002.
Whoa.
Because didn't they just win the last
series? Yeah, they just won
the
2 out of 3 in New York. So
2002
was the last time they won a home series against the Yankees.
Oh, that's even more impressive. Or interesting. I don't know. Other finals, Mets won again, 10-2 over the Reds.
Break them up, although the Reds stink, so, you know.
Brewers came back and beat the Rays 4-3. Angels in 12, 5-4 over the A's. Padres, my Padres, 13-7 over the Gigantes.
More importantly, the Mets have opened up a 7.5 game lead over the Braves because it was looking a little dicey there for a while.
The Braves are currently in the 4th inning in Boston, scoreless. The Browns are pushing right through the whole Deshaun Watson's awful and should be in jail thing. They are expecting to start him the preseason opener, which is Friday against Jacksonville.
Well, even the, and he'll play a couple series, if that. But I mean, that's the weirdest thing. If he plays, this is a Super Bowl contending team. But he got the 6 games. The NFL is appealing, saying that they want to give him an entire year. I still don't get how they're not in the Jimmy Garoppolo sweepstakes. And
if they go with Brissett, they're probably last in that division.
Yes. That is a very, very hard division. And this idea that Jacoby Brissett is good enough to lead them anywhere, it's just beyond me. They have to know they're going to be without Watson for an extended period of time. I just don't get why they aren't in the market for a better backup quarterback. Like Jimmy Garoppolo.
The NFL is planning an annual Black Friday game beginning next season on Amazon Prime. They say that it will likely be an afternoon affair because nobody can touch high school football.
Did you see what they're willing to pay for that thing?
No.
Yeah, it's between $80 and $100 million.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, holy crap. I'm going to talk about, you know, what that means value-wise, although there'll be a lot of people watching that game.
Former Pro Bowl running back Frank Gore charged with assault in New Jersey after a domestic violence incident in a hotel in Atlantic City. He reportedly dragged a naked woman across a hotel hallway.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're not supposed to.
No, and the police showed up originally and was like, oh, no harm, no foul. And then they did a further investigation, which I don't know why you need a further investigation on that. But then, you know, the charges are filed.
Oh, wow. By the way, there's a whole NPR story on, it's actually controller.
What?
It's not comptroller, even though it's spelled that way. There's a whole thing about it.
Really?
Yeah. It's confusing. It's confusing.
What was it again?
It's confusion.
It's confusion.
Confusion. But it's controller.
Number one.
Which is what I thought.
But I'm looking here on how to pronounce it, and it literally says comptroller with the P. Phonetically spelled out. This according to the dictionary.
There's a whole NPR thing on it. I'm looking at it right here.
What do you believe more, NPR or the dictionary?
Good question.
The dictionary spells things phonetically, right? And it's C-O-P, period, troll, period, lur, period.
I think before 7 o'clock tonight, we need to get to the bottom of this. We cannot end this show without knowing.
No, we will find out. It's what we do.
Probably should have seen this coming, but former Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich has filed a $25 million wrongful termination lawsuit.
Wow.
He was fired last year for refusing the Rona vaccine. At one point, he was claiming religious discrimination.
We knew this was coming, and $25 million. Well, we'll see what happens.
This text says it's two different jobs.
What?
Controller and comptroller.
Ah. Really?
That's what they said. Other people are making fun of me for saying comptroller.
Once again, we need to get to the bottom of this before 7 p.m. We have an hour and 22 minutes.
To figure it out. By the way, real quick, any doubts that the Rolovich Washington State thing ends in a confidential settlement?
I don't know. I mean, haven't there been other lawsuits about the vaccine mandate?
I'm sure there have been. And I'm just
saying. Do we see any results of that? Like, there's probably a precedent here.
Anytime coaches sue, there's always the, fine. We'll just do a confidential settlement.
Whoa.
He'll walk away with like $9 million and Washington State will be like, go away.
All right. Hard Knocks, episode one. We watched and we talk next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, I think I've got it. We had until 7. We're coming in an hour and a half under the wire.
Look at us.
But according to Catherine Connor Martin.
Well, and she would know.
She would know because she is the head of U.S. dictionaries at Oxford University Press.
That seems like a very smart person.
Are we going with her?
Let's go with her.
She says the preferred pronunciation is controller.
Okay.
Basically, reading through this, it sounds like comptroller, as Mike pronounced it, is a very East Coast thing. They say that a lot out there. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, according to these dictionary bros that comptroller is actually a very commonly mispronounced word. But she said the preferred pronunciation is controller, but it's become so common that people pronounce it both ways.
So you can say it either way.
Tomato, I mean, you know what he meant.
You still don't know what that job is, but
it's like a, I don't know, some sort of accounting gig.
Again.
But I'm going to be great at it when I'm great at Excel.
It doesn't matter whether we can pronounce it or not. We still don't know what it is.
So Hard Knocks aired last night on HBO. Hard Knocks, I don't even know what season they're on.
Oh, God, I have no idea.
But it's the Lions this year.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions of 3-13-1 fame last year.
And they were teasing the in-season Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, I saw that at the end. Now, let me tell you something. That is the superior Hard Knocks. I don't know if you watched in-season Colts last year.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
I do think that's better than the stupid training camp one.
And I don't know if they took a page out of All or Nothing's book and just stole that. But All or Nothing used to do a really good series like this in season, but they would release it after the like the next season.
And there's a ton
of
them.
They're still making those, by the way.
Are they?
It's just not only NFL. They're doing other teams. Yeah,
but they're
other
just
seasons.
Late.
They did one with the San Francisco Giants. They did one with the All Blacks, the New Zealand rugby team.
Did one with Manchester City.
Yep. I think they did one with Michigan football as well.
But the Hard Knocks in season is actually pretty close to when the action happens, much like the preseason one. But like this Lions one last night, I mean, that was last week they shot that. So that's the difference between All or Nothing and Hard Knocks. And so, yeah, the in-season Hard Knocks is going to show the Arizona Cardinals and the Kyler Murray, all that drama.
Yeah, the preview was like DeAndre Hopkins doing some sort of rehab thing. I don't know.
But we'll have to wait because the season hasn't started, you guys.
Looks like 2001, maybe, Hard Knocks started.
Yeah, they've done a lot of seasons of that thing.
According to this.
But the Lions last night.
Before you get into that, I do have an answer for the comptroller thing.
Wait, did we not just answer it?
No, about what the jobs are.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
The controller and comptroller title refers to the same position, which is the person responsible for all accounting operations of a business. The controller title is more frequently found in for-profit businesses, while the comptroller title is more commonly found in government and nonprofit organizations. So it's essentially the same job. They just call it something different depending on the business.
Is it spelled differently?
Yes. One is spelled controller. One is spelled comptroller. Hence the confusion.
We've learned a lot today.
Fascinating.
We were all wrong and we were all right. Okay.
Well, the English language is quite a bear. You know, imagine trying to figure out like salmon. Yeah. Like, why is it not salmon?
No one knows.
But you just do it.
Gallagher made a whole career off of doing this.
So anyway, God. Lions are on Hard Knocks, and it was great. Look, you were poo-pooing this, and I get it. The Hard Knocks show has, it's kind of the same thing every year.
Yeah.
But last night was very encouraging that this Lions season could be really good.
Yeah, I thought Dan Campbell, you know, for as football douchey as he is, he comes across to me as a very, very likable guy. And, you know, the Aiden Hutchinson stuff, look, he sang Billie Jean. He had the whole crowd going wild. That was pretty good. The two, the offensive defensive coaches that love but hate each other, there was some good bits.
Well, it's
in
Deuce
there.
Staley and Aaron Glenn.
Yes.
Former players who you would know. Staley's not the offensive coordinator, and Glenn is the defensive coordinator. And basically, I've never seen this, but when they go head to head in practice, they talk mad S to one another.
Yes.
Like they're standing right next to each other, yelling and screaming. You would think they hate each other, but apparently they're best buddies.
Yeah, I guess they just love each other. And so they were talking about like going back to their playing days and how they have respect for each other. But once they get on the field, it's on. And that was kind of a fun thing to see.
Well, Dan Campbell is great. And that's the beauty of Hard Knocks is even though it's the same formula every year, you do get to see, you know, obviously it's different people and different personalities. And it's really interesting to see how each of these coaches goes about their business. And Dan Campbell, I must say, is a very likable coach. He is clearly a player's coach, and he is clearly a pretty damn good dude. Yeah. Like he's super high T, like Metallica over the top guy. Like how shocking was it that he's Metallica guy? And did that offend you as Metallica guy? Because it probably should.
No, because having been to too many Metallica shows over the years,
Dan Campbell's over the place.
Yes.
Who would have thought Dan Campbell was Metallica guy? Only the whole world.
Exactly. We just need his hair to go back to being long and he would be perfect.
But he quoted Metallica.
Yes.
But he is super high T, you know, I'm going to kick your ass football guy. Mm-hmm. But he has an air of genuine enthusiasm and seems to be a really nice guy who will let his players be themselves.
Yes.
And that, I would imagine, goes over really well in an NFL locker room.
Yeah.
because that's what that's how he came across.
Yeah, he definitely has that locker room right now. Now, can he coach and can he get his team to be better than three wins? Who the hell knows? But when he got hired, it was kind of viewed he had never been a coordinator before, certainly had never been a head coach. He's a former tight end, journeyman guy. And he was made fun of for like, oh my God, the knee biting stuff at the press conference. And this guy's in way over his head. And I think right now people are willing to take a step back and give him a second chance. You know, he's got a lot of ex players on his staff. And you mentioned Deuce Staley and Aaron Glenn. Who is it? Mark Brunell is the quarterback's coach there. So he's, you know, he's kind of going with the kind of a new age sort of approach.
He needs the money.
He definitely needs the money, and there'll be a lot of it.
Here is some Dan Campbell, just to give you a taste. Here was his opening, a part of his opening speech.
What are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? It's our core foundation, man, grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer, we'll push a little harder, and we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like, to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass. We'll play in turf. We'll go to a landfill. It doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun. O and D.
O and D. Okay, so then he said this.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Don't know what that means, but it's great.
I have no idea.
And this.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
All right. Striking the boat.
I guess we're going through and switching it now.
It's old school.
Classic. Yeah, he's just joking around with one of his players on the sideline. Like, he's Deese a good nuts. Dude. Like, I would want to, like, I'm not running through a brick wall for any of these numb nuts.
No.
But Dan Campbell could get me going. Like, I'd go play for Dan Campbell.
And then the Metallica, when he dropped the light at the end of the tunnel, it's just a freight train coming at you.
Which I thought was a good way. So, yeah, at the end of his speech, he said, yeah, there's this great band called Metallica who once said in their one of their songs, you see light at the end of the tunnel. That ain't no light. That's a freight train. So keep your head down. Work hard. It's about to be a lot of fun.
That is very right, close to what he actually said.
Thank you, Dan.
God bless Metallica and Dan Campbell.
Well, I'm wonderful. I'm in for the Lions. They're going to suck again. And, you know, it's probably going to be a lot of him just trying to get that. Like, look, I think the one overriding thought I had from just one episode was, wow, that guy should be able to bring that team together.
Yeah.
Right. But if Dan Campbell can't turn around the Lions, that just shows you how systemic it is. Like, it's just not the coach's fault, right?
Yeah.
Because that guy, he's going to bring them together. They're going to play hard. Like you said, they have a lot of former players on that team. They're good coaches. Like, they're on that squad, coaching staff. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for them outside of their roster. Look, I'm not saying they have the greatest roster in the world.
Yeah, but it's also not.
But when the
it's
one,
not
no,
so, not without
no,
talent.
No, of course. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. The Lions being the Lions is more than just Dan Campbell being a bad coach, right? Like,
yes.
You know how we always do this. So the next guy that will come in after Dan Campbell will inevitably be fired. Will be like, that guy's a bad coach. Well, it can't always be the coach. There's something going on in Detroit. That's the worst. Probably the worst franchise in all of sports, right?
So it's right up there.
When you get a glimpse like that into the coach working on, you know, and trying to get everybody together and trying to get the culture built and everything like that, he is saying and doing all of the right things.
Yeah.
And you look at it and go, man, players really like that guy. He is on the right track. And then the Lions go 3-14 and he gets fired and it's suddenly his fault. It was only Dan Campbell. No, it's that the Lions are a terrible franchise and even good coaches can't overcome whatever it is that is underlying and systemic within that organization that causes failure.
I mean, think about it. Wayne Fonts, right, is probably the guy that's most known there. And he went 66-67 and he was there for a long time. He was there from 88-96. And since then, we've gone from Bobby Ross to Marty Morningwig to Mariucci to Dick Geron to Marinelli to Schwartz to Campbell to Patricia to Bevel
and now
Dan Campbell.
And you're telling me every one of those guys was bad. Like, you know, they're just trying to find the right coach.
None of them can coach?
No. Because who was the guy? Go through those again, please.
Well, Jim Caldwell is probably the guy. He was actually good.
He was really good.
Yes.
And they fired him.
And he wasn't bad. He was 36 and 28 there.
Yeah, and he got him to the playoffs?
Yes, I do think he got him to the playoffs.
No, I know he got him to the playoffs. I remember watching the game. They lost to Dallas and probably should have won.
Actually, he got him to two playoff games, just no playoff wins.
Yeah, who was the other game?
I don't know. I don't know. But that was the obviously Matthew Stafford, and then Schwartz got him to one playoff game and they lost. So they've been to three playoff games.
Schwartz.
In 22 years.
Well,
and they've yet to win.
It's probably going to be a lot of Dan Campbell trying to motivate the Lions.
I would think so. And a lot of it will, you know, come down to, do you believe that they have a quarterback or not? Right? I mean.
Yeah, he's okay. Jared Goff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to win. Look, they're not going to win a ton of games, right? I mean, nobody expects anything from him.
But
they should be competitive.
You can't win three games. You're
right,
going to get fired.
Exactly. They should win more than that.
Yes. And if he wins six games, they should not fire him and go to find another head coach. Stay the course and try to build with this.
To my point about just, you know, whatever's in the water in that stupid-ass franchise, wouldn't they be smart to just stick with him? And you don't stick with him in perpetuity, right? Like, you know, the message goes stale or
yes.
You know, pulls a Jerry Sandusky, you probably got to move on, right? But
yikes.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, it's not like, you know,
Dan Campbell.
You get a lifetime contract. But, I mean, just stick with the guy. If you believe in him, that's why you hired him. Let him give him freaking time.
Yes.
And get him with a GM who can get on the same page with him about the talent that he wants and really see it through, you know, as opposed to.
I do think that teams jump the gun way too often on this.
And the Lions are the king of it. The Browns are too.
Yeah, and you just end up in this revolving door and you never have any sort of consistency.
But early returns are this show loves Dan Campbell.
Yes.
He's great. He's our coach.
And the Lions love Aiden Hutchinson and Penei Sewell. It's kind of fun watching those two go at it.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people, I think I've had like seven people reach out to me and ask me about the Great Gazoo pads that they wear on their heads now.
Yeah. Those look ridiculous.
Yeah, they do, but they're now standard procedure for just about everyone in practices. You got to wear them.
They look like mushrooms.
Yeah, they're just soft. If you don't see it, they're just soft, like cushiony gel caps that you wear on top of your helmet in practice. And
the players hate them.
It's trying to prevent concussions.
Yeah. Does it work?
I'm assuming that there's some data, otherwise... You know,
imagine
would
they wouldn't
it?
Have made it a requirement if it was still iffy.
Yeah.
No, I would. No, the NFL would never do that.
But the best part is like, hey, you're going to wear these in practice because we don't want your head to get hurt. But in games, take them off because they look stupid.
That's right. We can't. They look so dumb.
How are we supposed to know what team you play for? Yeah. We can't even see the logo.
We need the crack of the helmet.
Who is it? Mark Kelso used to wear one for the Bills. Steve Tasker wore one. And one of the 49ers used to wear one, too, where they had like this, yeah, the weird little soft mushroom penis top on the helmet. So it's just kind of like that. It's just only now that people are like, hey, maybe we don't beat our brains to death in practice. We save that for the games.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
One ass cheek and what does that mean?
Really weird.
Is it just like I'll beat you up no matter who you are? Like you can be in a wheelchair and I'll still kick your ass?
Sure.
Is that what that means?
It feels like he's saying, are you handicapped? Doesn't matter.
I feel like Dan Campbell is willing
to... I'm punching you in the face.
Yes, I feel like he is willing to beat up a handicapped child with one ass cheek and three toes. But of all the single body parts that you could figure out, ass cheek? And how do you lose an ass cheek?
Are the three toes on the same side as the lost ass cheek?
I would assume so. I'm thinking kind of shark attack, right? Like the shark comes over, gets you right in the ass... And then maybe, like, on its way past you, it takes some toes. I'm going same side.
That or, like, factory accident. Mm. 1 foot gets caught in the lever or some grinding gears and
lever.
You lose some toes and a butt cheek.
Is that a mispronunciation?
Lever. I think it's lever. Lever.
Lever.
How about this?
I think it's like pajama.
Again, the ass cheek gets caught in the machine and you can't free yourself, so you get your foot in there to try to wedge yourself out of there and you lose some toes.
Hey, whatever the scenario, Dan Campbell's going to kick his ass.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
I will beat your ass. I love that. So matter of fact, I will beat your ass.
You think, I'm being dead serious on this, if the NFL came to the head coaches and were like, we would like to have a competition and all the head coaches to fight each other, I feel like Dan Campbell would immediately run to the front and be like, let's do this. I feel like Dan Campbell wants to fight every other head coach in the
NFL. Well, yeah,
because
he knows he would win. You think Bill Belichick's sprinting to the front of that?
What about a Dan Campbell, Mike Vrabel
Yes.
Ooh, that's
battle
good.
To start.
I'll tell you what, Dan Campbell is built.
He is. Dan Campbell is 100% all man. I'm by the way, that would be, I would pay $100 pay-per-view to see one night, like the old UFC fights where you just had to fight multiple times. The NFL coaches just going head to head, random draw. Are you kidding me? John Harbaugh in there fighting, I don't know.
Andy Reid.
He's fighting Andy Reid. Yes. All the yeses.
I do think football coaches have an element to them of, especially NFL coaches who are so recognizable to us, that I could really watch them do anything outside of football. Like, Andy Reid driving?
Yeah, you're watching that.
Fascinating.
By the way, I'm going sneaky. I'm going sneaky pick in the NFL fight. Sean McVay. He's small.
Yeah.
But he's young.
He'd be scrappy.
He's scrappy. I feel like he may have something.
How about that Philly guy? He seems very Philly-ish.
He's got some anger. He's going to headbutt and kick you in the groin a lot.
Yeah, what's his name?
The Eagles coach is...
Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, Sirianni.
Could he kick some ass?
I don't know, but he's got a name that sounds like could kick some ass. And then, of course...
Who would be the most disappointing based on your expectations?
It would probably be Bill. Like the hoodie, people would be
Bill. Based on your expectations.
Tomlin.
We all know Bill Belichick is dropping to the floor, tapping himself out, and being done before this starts.
It's Tomlin, because I think Tomlin looks really intimidating, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if he's as tough as he once was. You know what I mean? Like, he's getting a little saucy around the old edges there.
Yes, he has put on some LBs.
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty good.
Because he looks intimidating, but he may not hold up.
May not be able to bring the thunder the way you want.
Not like Pete Carroll. Guy, can you imagine fighting Pete Carroll and having to chase him around?
You know, yes. The guy who's underrated?
Him just running around chewing gum. God, I can't catch him.
What about Robert Saleh?
That's a good one.
Yeah, he'd be tough.
I feel like he'd be a really good, like, third or fourth on the line bet to make.
Yeah, Saleh's solid. Younger guy, looks pretty angry. Got the bald man pissed off look happening for him. I can get down with that.
Sean McDermott. He just seems really angry all the time.
Well, that's just NFL coaches in general. I want to see Mike McCarthy fight someone.
Sit on him.
Can't sit on Andy Reid.
There you go. Oof. That's my first round matchup. Mike McCarthy versus Andy Reid. All the yeses.
So Belichick gets his ass kicked the most, right? Or that little pipsqueak from Miami.
Oh, the little nerdy guy?
Oh, McDaniel?
Yeah, he's not. I mean, come on. He's not winning any fights, is he?
No, I don't think so.
By the way, total dark horse, too, that no one's thinking of because he's a little bit older. I'll bet you Lovie Smith could whoop some ass.
Yeah. You don't mess with that beard.
No, that beard's taking someone out. And you're right. I just imagine Pete Carroll just trying to exhaust you by
he's just running around chewing his gum like, catch me, bitch. You ain't catching me.
Waits for you to be tired and then sweeps a leg.
With his glasses and his sensible khakis.
He still wears the Air Monarchs into the ring.
How would Kingsbury do? He seems like he's in shape.
He's bro-y, but he's thin.
I think he's a puss.
Candy ass?
Yeah, I think he's a candy ass. But we could get him in.
I feel like he and Shanahan would be very equal in this situation.
Yeah, they're pretty. They got good abs, but they're not doing anything.
All right, we got to go. Wait, are we on the...
Are you confused?
Yeah, I am. I thought we were like breaking for the final break of the hour. We're not.
No, that segment.
We're that far behind.
Was very intriguing.
All right, so let's get to Mike with sports.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, running behind. Club is coming up. So short seggy. Can we talk about Oregon plus 18?
Yeah, I feel upset at this point because I got Oregon. I looked at it. I got them at 14.5, and I thought that was great value at the time, and now it's up to 18.
Yeah, well, you just got to double down, man.
I know.
If you liked 14.5, you should love 18.
Love 18.
Or
right?
do you hate that it's moved that way?
I don't like that it's moved that way.
Why
like
is that so high? Dude, I was talking to a friend of mine about that today. That seems way too high.
Well, I think the idea is simply that it's Georgia and they won a national championship. And there is some unknowns about Oregon, but I said the same thing about Ohio State last year. If you give me you give me Oregon and two touchdowns against most teams,
Yeah.
I'm taking Oregon.
Right.
Oregon, year in and year out, is a good football team. They proved last year they went into Ohio State without their best player.
By the way, two tutty underdogs there too, right?
Yes.
Weren't they?
And won. And so
with the quarterback who nobody liked.
Nobody.
By the end of the year.
Yeah. So I don't know why all of a sudden we're looking at Oregon and saying that they can't be competitive. I didn't pick them to beat Ohio State. I'm certainly not going to pick them to beat Georgia. But you're going to give me 18 points?
I'm just saying from a – because I don't know. I'm not going to dig into the two deeps here. We know what Georgia is, but I'm just saying, just based off of the level of talent that Oregon gets, and I get it's a new coach, but I don't really think they should be getting 18 to anybody.
I agree.
Getting 18 from anyone.
No.
Because Georgia, it's not like Georgia has like this juggernaut offense, do they?
Well,
they never do.
It was pretty good last year. But
was it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything about Georgia is good, but
their defense stole the headlines, but they were able, especially towards the end, Stetson Bennett became kind of the story.
Yeah.
He was playing really well.
Once they figured out the quarterback situation.
Yeah, but that wasn't all year though, was it?
No. I mean, they're
right. So this is the first game coming off a championship.
Yeah. And that's, I'd honestly rather
with the same quarterback.
I would rather see them playing the defending national champs than a team that was that law. Like, let's take Alabama, for example. Alabama loses in the national title game. Give me the team that just won a title. It's really hard to get guys to be dialed in and go back to back. I love Oregon getting 18. Again, I liked them getting 14.5. So give me 3 extra points.
I'm just looking at the stats, bro.
Bartu texted me with the stat that he deems most important. Number one regular season scoring efficiency offense in college football last year was Georgia.
Yeah.
Scoring efficiency. So they just march down the field and
when they have the ball, they score.
They
essentially.
Just, yeah.
Now,
I always just think of them as defense.
Well, and you think of that first game against Clemson where it was like, was it 9-3?
I think it was like 10-7 or 10-3.
It was an ugly
game. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you tell me Oregon can't play a game like that with Georgia?
Look through here and see.
Come on, man.
And see. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking here against their, because against their better opponents, right? So Clemson was 10-3, and they, you know, they kicked the hell out of UAB.
Well, by the way, I think the only touchdown in that game was a kick return.
That wouldn't shock me. And then
I think it was a defensive touchdown.
Was it? Yeah. It was not a offensive score.
Well, I remember at some point in the middle of the year, 5 or 6 games in, Georgia had yet to give up a touchdown.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, their D is filthy.
Their offense last year, again, scoring efficiency, but like numbers wise, I mean, against some of the better teams, they put up in the 30s. Look, Georgia doesn't have weaknesses.
Well, that's pretty good then.
We know they're really freaking good, but Ohio State is really freaking good. Ohio State, it goes toe-to-toe with anyone in the country, and that's all I'm saying is that if you're going to give me damn near 3 touchdowns, I will take Oregon in the points.
Yeah, I don't think I could lay 18 there.
But last year, didn't Oregon's performance essentially fire Ohio State's DC?
Yes.
It did.
Yes, it did.
I don't know if that's happening with Georgia this year.
Well, probably not, but they did lose Dan Lanning,
who was
a co-defensive coordinator.
Is there anything to him knowing Georgia pretty well?
Again, that's another one that I kind of like, is that, yes, he is familiar with the way they run things.
He knows the personnel.
Yeah, and you do have a quarterback in Bo Nix who is not a world beater, but he has played in big SEC games before.
So is Bo Nix certainly going to be the quarterback?
I don't know that for certain, but it feels that way. And what you're hearing down there is that Ty Thompson is not the guy. So,
oh really?
Yeah. So it's Butterfield, Ty Thompson, or Bo Nix. And again, if I'm a betting man, I will shove a lot of money in the middle that say Bo Nix starts against Georgia. Because you imagine too, Butterfield or Ty Thompson. Hey, your first game on the road against, oh by the way, the Georgia Bulldogs. I'd rather have Bo Nix, who's played in those sorts of games.
Here's somebody who says I'm waiting because Oregon will end up being 3 touchdown underdogs before kickoff.
Possible.
That is possible too. Yeah, I could get moved here.
Well, people, you know,
and then take them plus. Would you take them plus 21? You got to.
Yes.
Come on.
Again, I took them at 14.5, but now I will kind of wait to see if that jumps up. And if it does go to 21, I will double down. Although I got to get a new site because they won't let me increase my bet.
We head out to those casinos. You know, like Spirit Mountain takes them.
Yeah.
They have a sports book. Chinook Winds has a sports book. I think A-Lin-A is supposed to, but I don't know. I haven't heard the latest on that.
I don't think it was open yet from last we heard.
Still not open?
I've heard so many conflicting reports.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it was open yet.
Still not open. What is they doing?
Come on.
Can you get on your sources up there?
I'll see what I can do. And my sources are basically people that go to ALNA, and one guy will tell me, I was just there the other day, and they had the kiosks
open. We always hear that. Bet. Listeners always say that to us on
and
the
then,
text.
And then like 2 minutes later, someone would be like, I was just up there, and they don't have it. I'm like, what? Well, someone just reach out. Mike, would you reach out to their PR and be like, hey.
Clear as mud.
What the hell? What's going on, ALNA?
All right, another hot sports topic is next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I did find a guy on LinkedIn by the name of Hugh Awful. Awful? I feel awful. I don't know. It's A-U-F-I-L-L. How would you pronounce that?
I don't know, but it sounds like that's one of those we're about to get rolled. We're about to get Rick rolled.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like a made-up name.
Well, it's a real LinkedIn profile, and he says he is the sportsbook manager at ALNA Resort and Casino.
Well, maybe we reach out to him. We also had someone that said it's opening October 1st. I know because I'm stooping the person that's in charge of it. So.
All right.
Look, well, I hope that's
true. Wait. That person says they're. Oh. Yeah, they're the book supervisor.
Yes.
That's Hugh.
So we need to ask that person, are you indeed stooping Hugh?
Are you female or are you gay?
I don't know. Either
is
way.
Is Hugh gay?
We just want to know when it's opening.
That's right. We don't care.
Officially.
When is the damn thing opening? Because every time we talk about this, our text line lights up with people who say that they know. And this guy says first week of October. And I guarantee every time we talk about this, it's conflicting on the text line. Another guy says, oh, I was just there. It's open.
I was just there. It's kiosk. It's
and
open.
Another guy says, first week of October. We don't know anything.
No one knows.
How can we not know this? But Hugh will know. So maybe we'll text him or LinkedIn him, DM him, message him. I don't know. Something. Are you on LinkedIn?
Mike, Snapchat him.
Snap him.
Send him some teat.
TikTok
him. You know.
I think I may have found him on Twitter. I think he's a Devils fan.
Devils as in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh. It looks like he has 16 years of race and sportsbook management experience.
Yeah, well, he seems to be the guy. They are building that hotel there. That thing's getting close.
Yeah, that's nice.
Every time I drive by it, it looks quite nice.
All right. Well.
I'm currently working at Google to see. It just says coming soon.
Yeah, it's not open yet.
I'm on the ALNA Resort.
I am flummoxed by those people who keep texting us and saying it's open.
Yep, it's open. I was just there.
We got texts months ago saying it was open.
No, it isn't.
It's not. Now, the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill is open.
I've been there.
But it says sports wagering at ALNA, big circle, coming soon.
Okay, well, that's good. That's more than they used to have. Is that on their website?
That's on the website.
Yeah, they didn't used to have that on there.
I tend to believe now the lady or man that's stooping Hugh that says October 1st.
No, they say it's not Hugh that they're stooping.
Ah, damn
Maybe
it.
They're stooping Hugh's boss. Dude, this is getting sorted.
Someone said I live 12 minutes from there. Nah, it's more like 20, 25. I'm on the other side of town now. I used to live like 3 minutes from there.
So apparently there's a supervisor who's a lady that our listener is doing it with.
All right.
And then
all right.
Hugh is underneath her. So we're going above Hugh now.
Yeah, we're taking it above Hugh.
I'm gonna choose to believe this person who's stooping the female supervisor that it will open October 1st. Although that's kind of a dumb time to open because football starts in August.
Why aren't you doing it now?
Wake up!
Why didn't you do it last year?
No one knows.
Stop stooping and get to work.
Yeah, let's get to gambling. Let's get to sports wagering.
All right, we got to go. That's your sports talk for the day.
Yeah.
Did you guys like that?
Now we're done.
Did you like that?
There will be no more sports.
You like that? You like that? There will not be any more. Oh, actually, there is. We're going to talk about the Excel championships.
Yes.
That is sport.
Is it Seattle Mariners?
And by Excel, we mean Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, that's right. Get ready for hot play-by-play. I have audio. That's coming up next in the club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.